And, of course, valiant action by our watchman probably at least prevented an immediately fatal shot. Valiant action, said Downey. I know Captain Carrot here ran towards the VIPs, and Vimes headed for the tower, but frankly, Vimes, your strange behaviour beforehand...
Somewhat immaterial now, said Lord Vetinari.
Once again he adopted a slightly faraway voice, as if reporting to somebody else.
If Commander Vimes had not slowed down the procession, the wretch would undoubtedly have got a much better shot. As it was, the man panicked. Yes, the prince possibly would accept that.
Prince? Said Vimes. But the poor devil...
His brother, said the patrician.
Oh, the nice one.
Thank you, Commander, said the patrician. Thank you. Gentlemen, do not let me detain you. Oh, Vimes...
Just a brief word, if you would be so good.
Not you, Captain Carrot.
I'm sure someone is committing some crime somewhere. Vimes remained staring at the far wall while the room emptied. Vetinari left his chair and went over to the window.
Strange days indeed, Commander, he said.
Sir.
For example, I gather that this afternoon Captain Carrot was on the roof of the Opera House firing arrows down towards the archery butts.
Very keen lad, sir.
It could well be that the distance between the opera house and the targets is about the same, you know, as the distance between the top of the barbican and the spot where the prince was hit.
Just fancy that, sir.
Vetinari sighed. And why was he doing this?
It's a funny thing, sir. But he was telling me just the other day that, in fact, it is still law that every citizen should do 1 hour's archery practice every day. Apparently, the law was made in 1356, and it's never been...
Do you know why I sent Captain Carrot away just now, Vimes?
Couldn't say, sir.
Captain Carrot is an honest young man, Vimes.
Yes, sir.
And did you know that he winces when he hears you tell a direct lie?
Really, sir?
Damn. I can't stand to see his poor face twitch all the time, Vimes.
Very thoughtful of you, sir.
Where was the second bowman, Vimes?
Damn.
Second bowman, sir? Have you ever had a hankering to go on the stage, Vimes?
Yes, at the moment I'd leap on it wherever it's heading, thought Vimes.
No, sir. Pity. I am certain you're a great loss to the acting profession. I believe you said that the man had put the boards back after him.
Yes, sir.
Nailed them back. Blast.
Yes, sir.
From the outside.
Damn.
Yes, sir. A particularly resourceful lone bowman, then.
Vimes didn't bother to comment. Vetinari sat down at his desk, raised his steepled fingers to his lips, and stared at Vimes over the top of them.
Colon and Nobbs are investigating this.
Really?
Yes, sir. If I were to ask you why, you'd pretend not to understand?
Vimes let his forehead wrinkle in honest perplexity.
Sir? If you say sir again in that stupid voice, Vimes, I swear there will be trouble.
They're good men, sir.
However, some people might consider them to be unimaginative, stolid, and, how can I put this, possessed of an inbuilt disposition to accept the first explanation that presents itself and then bunk off somewhere for a quiet smoke. A certain lack of imagination, an ability to get out of their depth on a wet pavement, a tendency to rush to judgment?
I hope you're not impugning my men, sir.
Vimes, Sergeant Colon and Corporal Nobbs have never been puned in their entire lives.
Sir?
And yet, in fact, we do not need complications, Vimes. An ingenious lone madman.
Well, there are many madmen.